Welcome to the third hour of Story of a People. I'm Brock Peters.
And I'm Denise Nicholas Hill. We've explored the early years of the slave trade, from the enslavement of blacks along the west coast of Africa to their shipment to Europe and the Caribbean. We've talked about revolts, protests, rebellions, and uprisings staged by Africans willing and ready to die rather than face a lifetime in captivity.
In this hour, we're going to look at black life in colonial America and the role blacks played in shaping this nation.
Blacks were present in each of the 13 colonies from their first years of settlement. But the treatment of slaves varied in different parts of the country. In Virginia, Maryland, and the Carolinas, where large numbers of blacks were, the slave laws were very harsh. Blacks were not allowed to leave the plantation without written permission from their masters. In some areas, blacks outnumbered whites by 3-1. The fear of a slave uprising brought about the most repressive and inhumane treatment of black people.
The fears were not unfounded. Several rebellions did take place on plantations throughout the South. In 1739, the infamous Cato Conspiracy sent the countryside around Charleston into a panic. Several slaves who had killed two guards in a warehouse and stolen weapons went on a full-scale rampage to destroy slavery in the area. The revolt was finally put down after 30 whites and 44 blacks had been killed.
In order to protect themselves from further rebellions, most southern colonies enacted strict slave codes. Selling liquor or weapons to slaves was forbidden, and no more than 3 blacks were allowed to congregate at one time. Owners were prohibited from working their slaves more than 15 hours a day.
A few religious groups in the South, particularly the Quakers, worked to relieve some of the dreadful conditions of slavery. The Society for the Propagation of the Gospel taught many slaves to read and write, against their masters' wishes, of course, and established a school for blacks in Charleston.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow.
Lean on me when you're not strong.
Share your load.
Throughout the South, whites were discouraged from socializing with slaves, or free blacks for that matter. Blacks were not allowed in the churches, schools, or public buildings. Although it is true that slavery had its roots in economics, the problem of racial discrimination was apparent from the beginning.
In the northern colonies, conditions were slightly better for blacks. The thin soil and the harsh climate did not permit the plantation system of agriculture. So many blacks worked as laborers, skilled and unskilled. They were taught various trades and could be found in several skilled occupations: printing, goldsmithing, cabinet making, and carpentry. Blacks not only helped build the ships that engaged in fishing, whaling, and trading, they also were employed as seamen. Many black women became proficient in spinning, knitting, and weaving.
In Pennsylvania, there was some respect for blacks as human beings. Although many slaves were kept there, despite the Quakers' protest, Pennsylvania was relatively free from violence and interracial strife. Many schools and churches were open to blacks, and the institution of marriage was generally respected. That is, blacks were allowed to be legally married.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If a cause was right, I'd leave to find an answer on the road. I used to be a heart beating for someone, but the times have changed. The less I say, the more my work gets done. 'Cause I live.
was home to the largest black population of the northern colonies and had the harshest slave codes. By contrast, most New England colonies had no more than 3% of the blacks, and they saw fit to give slaves certain legal rights such as trial by jury, litigation privileges, and the right to testify against whites in cases of wrongdoing. New England colonies had no laws against teaching slaves to read and write.
What good is the sun if there's no sky above? Why should the rivers flow? Why should a candle the leaves if there are no trees to grow? Why should a flower bloom? Soon there may be no moon. Oh, no.
Despite some restrictions, blacks in New England were free to associate with each other and with peaceful Indians and white settlers. The houses of some free blacks became the gathering spots for their brethren to meet, dance, and share stories about their African homelands. As we've said, in many areas, particularly in Pennsylvania, there were efforts being made to end the practice of slavery and the trade in human cargo. We'll talk more about this when we return with Story of a People. I'm Denise Nicholas Hill.
And I'm Brock Peters.
As quiet as it's kept, Americans do have class. If you've ever heard a jazz quartet make love to a beautiful ballad, you know what I'm talking about. Class is also manifest in other aspects of American life. Listen, this is the sound of America's car of class, the Chrysler New Yorker Landau. Inside, the only sound is your lady's silk dress sliding over the optional Mark Cross leather seats. There's the quiet power of the V6 engine. And if things get too quiet, the sound of class, an automobile designed for luxury and backed by Chrysler New Yorker's exclusive Crystal Key Owner Care Program. See this limited warranty at your dealer. Some restrictions apply. The Chrysler New Yorker Landau. First class, all the way.
If you're a high school senior and you're thinking about college, think about this.
Be all that you can be.
Over the years, the Army has helped millions of Americans pay for their college education through the GI Bill. Now the Army offers the GI Bill plus the Army College Fund. If you qualify, you can earn up to $25,200 towards your college education. But the rewards of serving in today's Army go far beyond just money, because the Army experience can prepare you for college like nothing else in the world. So when you do go to college, you'll be able to get the most out of it. For more information about the GI Bill plus the Army College Fund, contact your local Army recruiter or call toll-free 1-800-USA-ARMY. Think of it as an investment in your future.
Find your future in the Army.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the third hour of Story of the People. I'm Brock Peters, and we're looking at early efforts to end slavery in America.
And I'm Denise Nicholas Hill. The term abolitionist was first used in Great Britain and applied to the crusade against the Atlantic slave trade, not against the practice of slavery. However, in America in the late 1700s, people who campaigned actively against slavery and the importation of slaves called themselves abolitionists.
Two black New Englanders were outspoken critics of slavery during the colonial period. Prince Hall, the founder of the Afro-American Masonry, and Abijah Prince, who helped establish the town of Sunderland, Vermont. However, it was the Quakers who were at the forefront of the anti-slavery campaign.
Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony. Side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh Lord, why don't we? We all know that people are the same wherever you go. There is good and bad in everyone. Learn to live, learn to give each other what we need to survive, together alive. Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano.
A Quaker group in Germantown, Pennsylvania, spoke out sharply against the traffic in human beings. The Quakers believed that religious instruction was a step toward emancipation as well as spiritual salvation. Led by Anthony Benezet, they established slave schools in Philadelphia and several cities in New England. Benezet was the leading anti-slavery propagandist in pre-revolutionary America. He was a writer, printer, and distributor of abolitionist books and pamphlets. But his greatest joy was to prepare blacks for their freedom by teaching them to read and write. By the eve of the Revolutionary War, opposition to the slave trade was strong.
Colony after colony expressed displeasure concerning the importation of slaves, mostly from fear of an insurrection. England, however, had no intention of ending the profitable slave trade, and this conflict served to widen the rift between the colonies and the mother country. In 1771, the Massachusetts legislature passed anti-slavery measures, but the royal governor prevented this from becoming law. 3 years later, Rhode Island and Connecticut voted to prohibit the trade and proclaimed that any slaves brought within their boundaries would immediately become free. Other colonies laid heavy taxes on imported slaves as a way of striking back at the British Parliament.
This action against the slave trade was motivated by something greater than the fear of insurrection. It was part of a growing philosophy of human freedom which was gaining momentum in America.
As many colonial leaders began to denounce slavery as well as England's imperial policy, the two ideas became linked. James Otis, in his manifesto, The Rights of the British Colonies, affirmed the blacks' inalienable right to freedom. And in the General Court of Massachusetts, blacks were petitioning for their freedom on the grounds that it was their natural right.
By 1775, a more direct way of obtaining liberty was by taking part in the conflict between the British and the colonists. Both sides offered freedom to slaves who would serve in their armies, and many blacks were eager to fight. 4 years earlier, a black man led an attack against British soldiers that touched off the Boston Massacre. His name was Crispus Attucks, and he was the first American to be killed in the War for Independence. I'm Denise Nicholas Hill.
And I'm Brock Peters. Story of a People continues after this.
You say you want the best cream relaxer your money can buy in America. It makes your hair feel so soft and silky. It's the number one relaxer in America. And we know that you'll be beautiful. And we know that you'll have beautiful hair with conditioning cream relaxer. By Revlon Realistic, we're number one.
Celebrate Black History Month and save up to $5 on Revlon Realistic, America's number one relaxer. Each specially marked kit purchase means a contribution to the United Negro College Fund. Details on pack. Trust your hair to Revlon, the salon's choice. Warning, follow directions carefully to avoid skin and scalp irritation, hair breakage, and eye injury.